If you peel back the protective lining that separates radio listeners from its reality, the picture revealed resembles the Wizard of Oz. Everything always seems bigger until the tiny figure walks from behind the giant curtain. In the movie, the wizard held things that helped change the lives of not just Dorothy, the Scarecrow, Cowardly Lion, and a Tin Man. The messages were about having heart, compassion for all, and the knowledge to use gifts we so often toss aside because it requires a little elbow grease. Since my arrival in 1985, I have diligently worked one-on-one with authors, poets, elementary school students, and artists to help achieve what's been described as being a safe zone for creative flow. Thanks in part to my loyalty to Julia Cameron's Artistway series, I am the man behind the curtain. I am the guy who has released what many have kept hidden, a book of discovery for creatives. One Man's 1,021 Thoughts is not an autobiography. It's a tool. It's a hammer. It's nails to pound pieces of your life back together. It's a saw to cut away what has invited injury. It's a giant ace bandage to give you comfort during times of harsh judgment and answerless new beginnings. I've been in radio for 27 years, and I very proudly admit that I've battled depression my entire life and survived its strong attacks without the aid of drugs, alcohol, or addiction. The message of 1,021 Thoughts. I didn't set out to release a book based on the life and times of a radio wannabe. I've had some pretty incredible moments on this trail, only to realize personal happiness was never achieved. In 1987, I was one of the five finalists to replace Casey Kasem on American Top 40. I hosted the syndicated radio show 10 at 10 that originated from Mix 104.7. I've written and created numerous music countdown shows, specialty features, as well as radio and television commercials heard nationwide. Plus, I just wrapped up 12 incredible years at the very popular 107.9 The Link, where I earned two Employee of the Year awards. What does that have to do with a book about personal discovery? Have you ever wondered why you suddenly go silent? Have you ever tried to cheat your way through sadness by giving your body a fake high? Have you ever had a bad day and let it affect every element that makes up your path? Face it, we are a nation addicted to excitement and will break every rule in the book to achieve it. In October of 1998, I challenged myself to write for 1,000 days straight. I'm not shy to admit that it was an energy connected to what I call the great creator, or God. Noah was told to build an ark. I was asked to create a canoe. Take the time every morning at sunrise to pin out every thought that arrives. At the end of 1,000 days, my goal was to go back into those pages and pull from it one thought and start connecting the dots. You quickly learn that what we're given to write has the ability to affect not only your life, but those around you. Then you take it to DARE graduations, community gatherings, and other events that involve people. The very people who've become silent due to every known reason to modern man and medicine. And yet all we ever had to do was sit down and listen. Becoming loyal to a book and pen isn't easy for most until you realize the impact you have on the lives that follow your generation. I learned through Native American studies that we have the ability to affect the lives of the next seven generations. I am the product of my mother and father. Anyone who follows me carries not just my life with them, but my parents, their parents, and their parents. Do you really want to know why you're depressed? Maybe it has nothing to do with your current situation. I don't just study the works of Julia Cameron. I've become part of the Dalai Lama's path, Thich Nhat Hanh. And my latest discovery is Pat Crochet, who penned out the book Lead or Get Off the Pot. My library isn't filled with books of adventure and mystery, but every shelf is lined with religion, spirituality, inspiration, and rebirth. I've been on the writing tour, where you open the floor to those who wish to become authors. My first comment is always, stop wishing, you're already one. I'm very vocal about protecting the artist. I've been invited to several open forums to discuss incredible ways to protect the creative from a world of judgment. The best ideas are lost because corporate America forgot to listen. Julia Cameron changed my life when she pinned out the thought, let him display his art so that he can learn how to ignore criticism. The problem today is the old saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Guess what? That person you know has no idea what he's going to do to a growing society filled with creative people, silenced by a fellowship and friendship between who and who not to know. The injured are fired, or they walk away only to learn they keep getting caught in the same situation. How can you be so creative in a car or at home, but the moment you get into a meeting with people, you become their waste of time? One Man's 1,021 Thoughts is a day-by-day written document of discovery. I had no idea that I was an artist, let alone one day be available in art galleries across the country. I became a black belt in martial arts. I have a published book. The moment I finally discovered the true artist in me, life changed forever. But it didn't come easy, and that's the message the higher power wants me to share. Be you. The average person lives to be 72 years old. That's just over 26,000 days. I paint the picture of how important we seem to think we are until we realize the digital pictures we take don't tell the true story as to who we really are. I didn't write the book because I wanted to. I stopped and learned to listen. Face it, guys, nobody teaches you how to pray until the day you realize God was talking to you the entire time. Sometimes you just have to learn to listen to the wind. Depression isn't anger against yourself or others. It's God's way of saying, hey, here's a gift. You're going to be unnumb.